Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
.919 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, we've got a guy who's gotten a lot of attention, maybe more attention than he really was looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Playing football for the University of Florida, but not representing the football team or the university. He's here on his own. His name is Danny Weldon. He was a guy wearing a MAGA hat that was attacked by people right here in Gainesville, and it became a national story. So, Danny, welcome. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. I notice you're not wearing the MAGA hat today, which in this building, you might.
Depends where
you might
are.
Have got tackled from behind. Oh, trust me, it would only be a cheap shot around here, but... So what happened? You're at the pita pit, and actually you were ended up being attacked by four women, right?
Yes. So I went out that night to celebrate the 4th of July, head over, you know, had a good night, and me and a friend went separate ways and wanted to get some food, and went in there. I was heading towards the restroom when all of a sudden I'm surrounded by this group of people.
And you're wearing a MAGA hat.
And I'm wearing a MAGA hat. I'm also wearing a Trump 2016 pin. I'm a history major and political science major, so
okay.
For me, you know, I like
you're
to,
into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
So I go and I get surrounded by this group of liberals. And first thing they start talking to me is about my hat. And they're yelling at me saying, you know, I'm racist, sexist, everything you could think about, and saying the exact same things for Trump. And obviously, to them, that's what they, for some reason.
Do you think they were intoxicated?
They absolutely must have. I mean, it was just one of those things.
It was just like they just came at you. It wasn't, you know.
It was so unprovoked and so random. I don't know how you couldn't. And especially, I mean, I'm a big guy. I mean, we're sitting here. I'm 6'1", 230. And for, you know, a group of little girls who are about 5'5", 5'4", you know, maybe 110, 120 pounds soaking wet to physically assault me. I mean, I don't know how you haven't been drinking at that point.
Right. Well, part of it is, you know, you're a gentleman and they know that you're probably not going to fight back. So maybe that empowers them even further, or maybe they were hoping that you would fight back. Then they end up, you know, getting you kicked out of school.
Yeah, it would have been a completely different situation I hit back. But, you know, it's like I've been telling a lot of people, my mom raised me right. And even though, you know, I was getting, hit and attacked by women, never hit women.
Now, there were guys that were involved with the
yes.
girls there, too. Now, I think at one point in the story I read that you actually said that they actually kind of tried to defuse things a little bit. They were actually being somewhat reasonable.
Kind of. I wouldn't say somewhat reasonable because they were also chiming in on, you know, the whole MAGA stuff. They weren't as wild and...
they didn't get physical.
They didn't get physical.
See, that's the girls know you can't do anything.
Yeah. For the guys, when it started getting physical, that's when they're like, all right, enough is enough. But, I mean, they were still chiming in and making the same kind of comments that the women were in the situation.
And so you're chairman of the Florida Federation of College Republicans.
Yes, sir.
What's that like going around the campus if you're representing that group? Do you get blowback on campus from people?
You know, I've been doing campus politics for the better part of 4 years. And the thing for me was I've been in similar situations. I've never been hit before, but I've been verbally attacked. I've been verbally assaulted. And it's one of those things where it was almost comical at first. Cause I was like, of course, you know, I'm going out on the 4th of July and I'm getting attacked for wearing my MAGA hat. When
it's
it was verbal.
It's 4th of July, for goodness sake. Shouldn't you be able to be patriotic on 4th of
well,
July?
Well, not just patriotic, but enjoy the freedoms
yes.
that all of that represents. The Declaration of Independence, where a king doesn't tell you what to do or what to say.
Exactly. And I mean, the other thing, too, is being the chairman, you hear so many stories similar to this all across our state. And I've been saying this all along. A lot of people don't really get what's going on college campuses. I mean, just last year, we had a student who was tabling for college Republicans, and she had milk poured all over her just because she was tabling for college Republicans, trying to support the president, register people to vote. At the University of Central Florida, this is a crazy one, the Antifa group over there started a fight club and were telling their members to actually attack Republicans on campus. I mean, it's just the most wild things that are going on right now. And people, unfortunately, don't hear about these stories. And they don't see the truth of what's really going on our campuses.
Well, they say that this whole Antifa movement definitely started on college campuses. And here you see, even though it's mostly a young group, they had to shoot dead a 69-year-old guy who was part of the Antifa group in the state of Washington. He went after one of those detention centers trying to blow it up, burn it down, and he had a rifle, too. And, you know, because of some of the rhetoric that spurs these people into actual physical action, it's detrimental. And I guess I wanted to ask you also, so you're on the college campus, there's some blowback there, but what about in public, like this scenario? Were these, do you think these were other college kids since you were near the campus, right?
Yeah, I think these were definitely college kids. I mean, they're about college age. Obviously, I'd never met them before, which was the other, you know, crazy thing about the situation. But they were about college age. We were at college bars. So more than likely, they were college students. And also, based off their behavior, that's really not surprising. I mean, the university lets liberal students get away with so much on our campus. It's really, there's no pushback other than from conservative groups like college Republicans.
How did you feel the Gainesville Police Department handled this scenario?
We're still in the process. It's still an ongoing investigation. The officer I spoke to are very nice. And, you know, I was like talking to a police officer last night about the situation, and it's just very unfortunate that, unfortunately, in our city, our police officers aren't paid very well. And I actually felt bad at first for reporting it because, you know, they have so many important cases that are so backlogged because our city doesn't care about our police officers. And I know that there might be another case that they could be working on as well. But the reason I filed it at the end of the day was because of principle, because I'm a big guy. I could take a couple of hits. What happens when, you know, it's a smaller person? Because the police department said that, that this really doesn't happen that often. But I can tell you, the police officer told me that this is, unfortunately, an event that happens somewhat frequently. And that means people aren't reporting it. Mm-hmm. And we have to stand up because otherwise these things are just going to keep happening.
Well, not just keep happening, but people like this that take this kind of bully approach, once they feel empowered and then they're not going to be caught or punished, that leads to more bad behavior, further bad behavior. What's the next thing? Truly attacking you? Will they have weapons with them next time? Will they do damage to people's vehicles? We know. I know I've had stuff scratched on my vehicles because I had a Trump sticker on there. Now, whether for sure it was because of that or not, it's hard to determine because they're cowardly. They do damage and they run away. You've got to stand up to people that, you know, try to force themselves in this way. It's just not good for society, and they'll feel empowered, and they'll take it to the next level next time if they're not caught and if they're not punished. And unfortunately, things like this are happening. There was a journalist that got involved with the Antifa thing, and, I mean, he wasn't provoking anybody, and he's got a brain bleed, possible some brain damage, I guess. He was beat up pretty bad. There's an escalation. So, but overall, you would say that your experience at the university has been a good one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the University of Florida, at the end of the day, is a really good institution. Yes, they have a problem with liberal bias and, unfortunately, allowing liberals to get away with things. But at the end of the day, there's such a great community there, and I think that's what really makes it great. Not necessarily the administration, because the administration can be very problematic at times. But I think the students and most people there are good people. The problem is you just have a group of, you know, relatively small, but you have a group of people who decide that they think it's okay to attack Republicans and conservatives.
Last question, when you're part of the football squad, any politics discussions, things like that ever come up, locker room or on the field or anything?
I mean, we talk about different things, especially race and politics, especially with the whole Black Lives Matter going on. So we would have some of these discussions. I mean, a lot of people are more, I would say, apolitical. And when they do talk about politics, one, everybody knew that I was the politics guy and on the team. But we would talk about more so race rather than politics and what it's like to either be like, you know, me like a white man versus them being a black man.
So where'd you go to high school?
I went to Tampa Catholic High School in Tampa.
Would you say since your early high school days till now, racial issues better or worse than they were then?
I would have to say at least – I think it would be worse. I mean, maybe that's just a perception thing in terms of the media. Definitely talking about it more and heightening more situations.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, you know, I've been playing with African-American on football for my entire life. And I know it's gotten a lot worse, and we've had a lot more conversations about race than ever before in my career. And I've been doing this for...
Since you were a little kid.
Yeah, 15-something years, something like that.
Are you playing in the fall?
I am not. Tore my ACL last December, and I actually have to have surgery again in August.
So will you still have eligibility? You think you'll still play?
I will, but I don't think I'm going to be playing. I walked on. It was always my dream to play for the University of Florida, and I made that my dream.
Awesome.
Made it a reality.
That's
great. And so...
One of the hard-working guys on those squads. Don't get a lot of glory, but you put in a lot of sweat and you give. Without guys like you, you don't have a championship football team.
Absolutely. And I mean, it was one of the most incredible things. I can tell you, run out the tunnel on game day. There's nothing like that. That makes everything that you do worth it.
All right. Thanks. Danny Weldon is with us. He was a guy who was wearing a MAGA hat. He was attacked, and he's telling that story, and we appreciate it, and we wish you further success.
Thank you very much.
9:30 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.